Kurt, you can do this. You're done.
Oh, nice. All right.
Your time of co-hosting the show with me is over. Are you feeling good about it?
Yeah, mostly. For sure. Yeah. Yes. I'm sure it'll be just fine. Only part of your audience is going to think I'm a dork.
Okay. No one thinks you're a dork or an idiot, honey.
No,
or did you say I'm an idiot?
They might think you're an idiot for marrying this dork.
Oh, baby. No one would think that.
Oh.
No one would think that. Everybody loves you, honey.
Two or three.
So I wanted to ask you something I don't think I ever have. What has been the best thing about being married to someone who does this for a living?
It has its benefits.
If you're thinking of all the memories, the things that we've done and got to do over the years, because I've been in this, I've been in radio over 30 years.
Yeah.
We've been together 29, almost 30, and you've got to experience a lot of things.
A lot of memories. And I guess I could leave it at that.
What's a highlight that stands out for you?
I was just talking about the old Keith Urban incident, the old meeting, you know, getting the picture taken and you setting me up. It didn't dawn on me that when you said, this was at least 6 months before the show, you said you should grow your hair out again.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And then, you know, a few months later, a pair of flared blue jeans shows up, and then we go to the show. And at that show, as we're waiting in line, which is not my forte, not my thing.
Yeah.
I went to shoot some basketball. They had a little basketball backboard set up there.
Yeah, the backstage area.
Mm-hmm. And I hit the rim, and it bounces over towards the buses where somebody's, I'd imagine it was Keith Urban's security was standing, and he picked up the ball, and as he threw it at me, he said, "There you go, Keith."
He thought you were Keith Urban.
He thought I was Keith Urban.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Then I hear you call my name, and I stop playing for a minute, and I look over there, and on the bridge behind your head, and this bridge is like, I don't know, 60 feet long.
The concert that Kurt is talking about is in Milwaukee, and it's at an event every year called Summerfest. It's this huge, huge musical event that's over days, and the backstage was outside. There's a big pedestrian bridge that goes up to the venue area where the stage is, and we were all outside. So people are on the bridge looking down at the backstage area.
You call me. I look towards you, you're pointing behind you and up, and I look up, and from one side of this 60-foot-long bridge to the other was women. That's it. Not one guy. And I went, come on, this guy just called me Keith Urban. So just out of curiosity, I gave him a little wave, and they went nuts. Absolutely bonkers. Like I was a Beatle or something. Mm-hmm. I was like, get
They thought
here.
You were Keith Urban.
Yeah. So what did I do? Do you remember what I did?
Yes. You came up and you dipped me and gave me a kiss.
Yeah.
And they all started screaming.
Screaming again.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So what did I do next?
Then you grabbed John and you dipped him and pretended to give him a kiss. And they all went,
Something's not right here. Yeah. Broke
so being mistaken for Keith Urban is like a highlight that stands out for you,
That
huh?
was one of the many. At that point, I realized that you had slowly set me up
listen,
for that show.
You and Keith Urban, when you were younger and he was younger, you had a very similar look.
Yeah.
And
especially with the longer hair and the flare blue jeans.
Yes.
Now, what do you have on your desk this day in the house?
It's a picture of me in the middle, Keith Urban on one side, and you on the other.
Yeah,
it's the best picture ever.
A little Tammy sandwich.
A tamich. It's a tamich. Well, thanks for helping out today. I really appreciate it, honey. Love you.
My pleasure, darling. I love you, too.
John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.